right, now I think I can get it.
What? You got Rex's? Okay. Oh, you couldn't read your writing. Was he doing it? Yeah. So you got the wrong one. Take his pages, take your pages out and change them with his. My voice is so weak today that I don't know whether I can hold out or not.
But I,
oh yeah. Oh, it's been terrible. These weeds and stuff and all this water is I'm having a time. You know, we lost our one student, Brother Brady. He was having such a time with his asthma. He finally had asthma attacks and caused him to have a heart attack, and he died.
Yeah.
Yeah. Too much stress on the heart. All right. 423 is where we are. I wanted to show you something. I bring a book in every now and then, different. Of course, now if you're really interested and you really like to study, like Brother John and Brother Randall and Brother Mike there, if you, and I'm not leaving the rest of you out too, because maybe you do. The Septuagint is very important. You can look at what the Greek Septuagint says. There are, I think there is a interlinear Septuagint now, I think. I was going to do one for years, and I think they finally have done one. I don't know how good it is, but anyway, here is the Septuagint. You can see what the Greek translation of the Hebrew was, to see what they were thinking. And
that's when the 70 rabbis or whatever.
Yeah.
The Hebrew, the 72. Genesis are the first five books of the Bible.
Septuagint, by the way, always has the Apocrypha with it. Yes.
Really some part of the Bible, you think?
It was always a part of the Bible in the old times. Calvin and Luther basically fooled around and some of the Protestant Reformation and took the Apocrypha out of the Bible, but all the Catholic Bibles still have it in there. Good or bad, whatever, I'm just telling you.
Word of God, the Apocrypha?
Probably some of it is. I don't know how much. You know, but it's questionable, sure. There are some things in there pretty weird and everything else, but I'm just telling you. I've read all the Apocrypha. A lot of pastors have never even read the Apocrypha. They don't know. They'll just say, well, it's no worth reading. Just like the Book of Enoch, kind of. Yes. All right. Now, here is the Gesenius. Do you have Gesenius yet at all? Here's Gesenius, Hebrew lexicon. There are things in here that are not in Brown Driver Briggs. You can chase rabbits around in it a little bit. It's pretty good. And I'll show that. This is the Hebrew. It's all Hebrew, though. I mean, there isn't any English except what they say about it. It's all from Hebrew, and then it tells you about it in English. I'll put this up here so they can see it on the video also. And then inside of it, like that, you can see what's inside. This is what it looks like inside.
Now, this other one is in English.
The other one is in Greek.
Greek.
Greek. No. It's Greek.
It's Greek.
All Greek.
It's written in Greek.
It's written in Greek.
You have to read Greek?
Yes, you have to read Greek. But Greek's easier than Hebrew. See, it is Greek. It's all Greek. There is a translation over there, yes. Well, it's not in linear. I better show that up here too. That's the Septuagint. There's an English translation on the side, but not underneath it. You've seen this, I'm sure, haven't you, John? Randall, you've seen this. Oh. What?
Okay,
it's pretty neat to have, but you got to know some Greek to do it. You can, Colin DeLeesh is a real good Old Testament commentary. Colin DeLeesh. Do you have that, Brother John? Colin DeLeesh. The only thing about Colin DeLeesh is that the Old Testament commentary, you've got to be able to read Hebrew and Greek. And some Latin. All right? to make heads or tails on, and some of it's written in German. There's quite a bit in English, but it'll go off into some other language. So you have to be able to read enough. My teachers used to tell me, they said, when you finish here with a doctorate of Bible languages, you'll just have the tools to learn. They said, when you get your doctorate in Bible languages and learn Greek and Hebrew and English correctly, you'll just have the tools to learn. Then you'll be able to learn. And by the way, I have learned more since I got my doctorate, earned my doctorate, than I ever did before, because I do have the tools to learn. Okay? You do have the tools to learn when you've got those languages. Now here is how do you say this? The Tanakh. All right? That's the Hebrew Bible. All right? This is the Jewish Publication Society, the JPS, Hebrew English Tanakh. Now it is Hebrew on one side and English on the other. Okay? It is not in linear. It's a real good printed text. Put this up on here. These are just tools you can play with, okay? And when you will find out, and by the way, this book is printed backwards. It's really forwards to them, but the front of the book is in the back where you would be. So this is the front. This is where you start. This is your presentation page and everything is in the back. It goes backwards, okay? Because Hebrew is backwards. Uh-huh. All the Eastern languages go from right to left. The Western languages go from left to right. Your Latin, your Greek, and all of that go from left to right. Your Latin, your German, and everything. The Eastern languages go from right to left. How many of you knew that? Well, anyway, there it is. The reason why I'm bringing this, yeah, we're getting an introduction to this. I mean, the Jews say that they knew their language all the time. They did not. They lost their language. They would quote Hebrew at the Passover and things like that, but they didn't use their language. For hundreds and hundreds of years, they didn't use it. Now, there were Hebrew scholars that wrote all during those times, and they wrote things down. In the 800s, they pointed Hebrew. Hebrew was not pointed at all before that. All of the old Hebrew texts before the 800s were all written without pointing. Pointing was something. Pointing is your vowels. They didn't have any vowels. You just had to know the language. Now, when I learned Hebrew, they made me learn Hebrew without the vowels to begin with. I had to learn the text. If you go to Israel, you're not going to have the vowels. You're going to have the text. You'll just have to supply. You'll have to supply the vowels by knowing what the words are. Okay? And that's one of the reasons I don't write the vowels so many times, because I had to learn it without the vowels. I had to learn the vowels too, also. And in your books there, in the front of it, you'll see the vowels, like Brother Randall put up here on the door, up here on the deal last week. You'll see the vowels down there. But if you really learn Hebrew, you'll know the Hebrew without the vowels. Now, the vowels do mean something when you're translating it, yes. But remember that the vowels didn't come into 800 A.D., not B.C. Okay? So they understood all this a long time ago. All of the ancient texts, if you're going to read any ancient Hebrew text, you're going to have to learn to read it without vowels. Okay? Have to learn to read it without vowels. There's salsa over there, Brother Brett. Homemade salsa. You will like that. That's like Sinaloa salsa, okay? Now you want to go get some? I made it. All right. That makes your hair grow, by the way. That's hog rinds. That's good for your hair. On your head. It really does. The vowels weren't there. The vowels were not there. They created them later so they could learn how to pronounce it. Okay? So they could learn how to pronounce the Hebrew, because you just had to know the Hebrew. All right. The Hebrew, when they saw it, they knew what they were saying in there. But the only thing about it is the Hebrews, the Jews, don't know biblical Hebrew grammar. There's a real problem there. And if you don't believe me, just read that JPS text here compared to what a Hebrew grammar, a Hebrew... did you bring your... is that your Hebrew lexicon, analytical Greek lexicon by Davidson? Is Davidson down there? That's Davidson, Benjamin Davidson. You take that and you learn the Hebrew grammar, and then you go find the Jewish Publication Society's translation, and you'll find out it's not a translation, it's an interpretation. All right? Nothing like a translation. We're going to study. We studied this. We took this and Genesis 1 and 1 and Genesis 1 and 2, and we went different places and we found out where they intentionally translated the word Hayah different because they didn't believe it. And we're going to see it later on in the fifth chapter here. We're going to see it again. We're going to go back through it again. So I brought it just in case we get that far. Okay?
That's just the Old Testament?
This is the Old Testament. That's all it is. The Jews only know the Old Testament.
Yeah, right.
They don't care anything about the New Testament. All right? But this is the Hebrew Bible. All right? About in the 800s, somewhere in the 7th century, they invented the vowels to go A-D. A-D. Okay? If you... Okay, right in here, this little thing that I handed out, I didn't hand this out earlier. I just gave you mine because this thing is a copyright problem, but I do want you to have it. And so if you look at this with me, all right? So you can see what I'm talking about here. I'm not lying to you. The Old Testament Hebrew has 22 consonants. However, the written texts do not contain vowels. These vowel points were invented and inserted during the 7th century A.D. That's what it says there. Okay? 7th century A.D., which is the 800s. All right? The consonants were written always from right to left. Just reverse literally from the English writing. Okay. Now this is from Cates, Kyle M. Yates, Hebrew grammar. Okay. And let's go through this just real quickly. What did you say, Brother Raymond? Yes, you're right. You're right. I went the wrong way. I was thinking backwards. Yes, it's in 600s. You were right. Yeah. 7th century, 600s. And the 600s, not 800s. I was 200 years old. Thank you, Randall. I went back the other direction in my thinking. Huh? What? Yeah, it's AD. Oh, I was thinking BC instead of AD. I goofed.
So it's 600 AD.
600 AD, yeah. 7th century, 600 AD. Okay. Boy, how did I ever get mixed up like that? Get you some of that salsa. You will like that. Okay. All right, let's read these things a little bit. Just kind of go over them. I don't want to run you off. I've already run some of them off with Hebrew. All right. Aleph. And what kind of a pronunciation, representation, transliteration would that be? The Aleph? It's silent. Oh, we're right here. We're doing the we're just going to go over the alphabet for a moment. The Aleph is silent. You have to have a vowel to tell you what it was, but you would know what it is. All right? Now, I'm not going to point this word. Now, here's a word up here. I didn't point either, but I made a mistake and didn't do that. What is that word?
Belial.
Belial. Thank you, brother. You get an A plus tonight. Belial. All right. Okay. Yeah. What is that word? Can you read that without points?
That's Jehovah. It's kind of like
Elohim. You didn't need the points, did you? See, you learned to do it. That's the way the Jews read the writings before the 7th century, okay? They just did this, okay? All right. I want you to get that across to you. I don't try to just founder you with stuff. And my class keeps getting smaller. And even they're writing emails and telling me to slow down. Okay? Just tell me what it means, not everything about it. So I'm trying to give you a little bit, okay? Aleph and Beth. Okay, and what does that stand for? B and V. Okay, the B and V. If it's hard, it's a strong B. If it is not, it's like a V. Okay? And then Gamel. All right. And what is it like? It's like two different sounds. The G and the GH. Okay? And then Dalith. All right. And that, what is that one? D and DH. It's a hard and a soft one. And then we have the word Hey. All right. That's the one right here, see? That one. Okay? Hey. And that's like H and like in hat. Okay? And then the wow or vowel. Wow in Biblical Hebrew, va in modern Hebrew. So you got it both ways. This is a Biblical Hebrew grammar, so you will see it Biblical Hebrew. So I'm telling you the other thing also. All right? And then we have Zion. And what kind of a letter does that represent? A Z. All right. Heth. All right. Now, there's a different pronunciation for this in modern Hebrew. Cheth. Cheth. C-H. All right. Instead of Heth. Cheth. All right. And then we have the word Teth. Teth. That's the snake-looking thing, okay? And that is a T. And then we have the word Yod, which is the shape of the hand. All right? The shape of the hand. And that's a Y. And then we have the word kaf, kaf, and that is K and KH sound. And then we have the word lament, and that's easy. That's like a whip, and it is what? L. All right. Now we have mem, mem. Mem is two, it has a final, and just like the kaf, it has a final and a final. All right. One in the letter and the final also. And then we have mem, and it has a letter in the word and a final. All right? The letter in the word looks like a... looks much like a mem to me that I can't say it. What does it look like in English? A G, kind of. And then the other one looks like an O, and I always leave it open at the top. Mem, and that's like a M. And that nin, or none. None. None, you have a final... and one in the letter also, and that's N. And then we have the word Samek. Samek is another S. Another S. Okay? And then we have the word Ayin. 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 And that is silent also. Then we have the word Pay. There's a final Pay and a Pay in the word, and that is like P and what? P and PH. All right? And then we have the word tadhe, tadhe. Okay, and then you have one in the word and at the final. We also have a final. That has a final letter also. And then we have the word kof, kof, like a Q, all right? It's also like a Q or a K with a little different pronunciation, all right? And then we have the word resh. That's like the back of the head, and that's an R. Is this helping you any? Going over these things each time just a little bit? And then we have sin and shin. Modern Hebrew has shin and sin. Okay? They did it backwards. They say they did it backwards. I think they did it backwards. Since they're the oldest has the get you know, the ones that has produced the writings longest are the Biblical Hebrew scholars, so I'll believe them before I do the modern Hebrew. And then we have the word tau. Tau. All right, that's a T also. So we have lots of T's in there, lots of S's and lots of T's. All right, now let's get into the Bible and forget this for a while, okay? We won't worry you plumb out. I hope you're learning it a little bit. Vayomer. 4:23, Vayomer. All right, what's the next word? Anybody know what that? Lamech. All right, Lamech, and it looks just basically like it is. Lamech. Okay, oh, Vayomer. B-A-I. Baiyomer, by Yomer. All right? See, you don't have the other book to look back on, so I'm going to help you, okay? All right. Vayomer Lamech. L-E-M-E-C-H. Lamech. See that word, that Lamech in the front of it there? On that word? See down below, see the vowel down there? That's like an E. Le. Lamech. See that down below, the Lamet? Lamet and the Mem, the same vowel, Lamech. Okay, Lamech. And then we have the word Lina Shah is what it would be in Biblical Hebrew. Lina Shah is modern Hebrew. It's got a V instead of a W on the end of it. Okay? I think I'm the only one teaching this both ways. I've never heard it taught both ways. I learned it both ways, but I never heard it taught. Lina Shav. L-E-N-A-S-H-A-V or a W at the end, Biblical Hebrew. Okay? And then we have the name down there. What is her name? Adah. Adah. All right? Adah. Later on, guess who had a wife named Ada? Who had a wife named Ada later? Esau. Had a wife named Ada later on. All right. Adah. A-D-A-H. Just like it is. And then we have Vitzilah. Vitzilah. And the vit is in front of it is N-Zilah. Vitzilah. Zilah. Vitzilah. V-E-T-Z-I-L-L-A-H. Vitzilah. And then we come to the word. Do you know how to spell this one, Randall? Shaman. Shimon. S-H-E-M-A-A-N. Shimon. See those double A's in there? Shimon. All right. And then Kali. Kali. K-A-W-L-I. I'm just guessing at this. Kali's voice, yeah. Mm-hmm. My voice. Kali, my voice. Okay. Now, the way I'm spelling this isn't hard and final. I'm just doing the best I can do. Are you lost? No, you're doing all right. Okay. Now I'll go down to the next line. The third line down. How did we say this word? Anybody know? Randall, you know this one? Neshe. 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 Remember? Isha. Isha Neshe. 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 N-E-S-E-S-H-E-I. Neshe. And then we have the word we saw before. See that word right there? You saw that one up there in the line up above. You know, the first line. Lamech. Neshe Lamech. Lamech. L-E-M-E-C-H. Lamech. Then Hazinah. 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 Okay? H-A-Z-E-N-N-A-H. It's pretty hard when you learn this Biblical Hebrew and the translated over. I'm putting it in modern Hebrew, okay? I'm telling you both ways. That's a trick. Imrate. Imrate. Roll your tongue. Imrate. That's the way the modern Hebrew is. Imrate. Just like Spanish. All right? Imrate. I am R-A-T-I. Imrate. That's my speech, by the way. And then what's the next word down there on the next line? See that first one right there? That one right there, we've seen it a lot. Key. Key. K-I or K-E-Y, either way you want to say it, key. That's the last word down there. And then ish. Ish. Now, you have heard me say ish a lot of time. Ish and isha. All right. I talked about Ish and Isha yesterday when I did a wedding. Ish and Isha, man and woman. Or Ish is for men or because men. Ish, I-S-H. And then Haragti, Haragti, Haragti. Say Haragti. Roll that R. Haragti. Haragti. H-A-R-A-G-T-I. Yeah. Haragti. Haragti. I'm trying to do it like the modern Hebrew. All right. And then Lefitzi. 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 L-E-F-I-T-Z-I. Lefitzi. Lefitzi. And this is a long verse now. Let's go over here in the next page over there. Ve-yeled. Ve-yeled. V-E-Y-E-L-E-D. Ve-yeled. Now we have a long word here. It doesn't look as long as it is in English. Lichab burate. Lichab burate. Can you say that, Randall? All right. That's a double B in there, double B. Lichab burate. L-E-C-H-A-B B-U-R-A-T-I. Lichab burate. You have to roll your R. Lichab burate. All right. Lichab burate. My scar. For my scar. Now let's go back and translate this just a little bit. All right. Look at it. Let's say it quickly together. Vayomer Lamech Linashav. Okay. Ada Betzila Shimon Kali Neshe Lamech Hazina Imrati Ki Ish Haragrti Lefetzi Vyled Lichaburati. All right. Boy, what a verse. That's a long verse. Okay. And said, third person masculine singular, cow, well, consecutive and perfect. All right. And do you see the root of that word down below there? Do I have it written down there? The root? Aleph, mem, ro. All right. See that? Ameter. Page 55. You can look that up in Brown, Driver, and Briggs. Sometimes I give you more than one lexicon in there. Sometimes I'll give you Gesenius also. And said, and kept on saying Lamech. He was singing the psalm. He kept on singing this like a psalm. And said, and kept on saying Lamech to his wives. He's singing the song to his wives. Okay? Ada and Zillah, hear my voice. Shema'on Kali. Shema'on Kali. Hear my voice. Neshe, of wives of Lamech. All right. Hazinah, hearken or listen to Imarati, my speech. Okay. All right. And then Ki'ish, because men are for men, Haragti, to slay. All right. Now that word to slay there, it means I have slain. I have slain. Because men I have slain is what he literally says. Men I have slain. First person construct singular. Cow perfect is perfect tense. Men I have slain. He's a killer of men. This is a killer right here. This is a murderer. And he's bragging about being a murderer. For my wound, Lefitzi. For my wound. For my bruise. All right. By the way, you go back up there, Hazanah. See that word, Hazanah? That means you women listen to my voice. You women listen to my voice. Okay? And what it is hifel, imperfect, and it's feminine plural suffix. You women. In Hebrew, you know, you've got a lot of stuff in there. The guy is speaking, so here we have hifel, imperfect, all right. And then we've got the feminine plural suffix to it. You women listen to my speech, because men I have killed, I have slain for my wound. And then he said, Ve'yeled, and young men. Now he's killing children. He's a killer of men and a killer of children. Young men, young boys. I have killed young boys. Nichabirate. For wounding me. He was wounded. All right. And for wounded here, he said he was wounded. He was bruised. For my bruise. For my bruise. Lefitzi. For my bruise. He was bruised. Okay. So he was bruised. So he killed them. He murdered them because they bruised him. Whether they bruised his pride or bruised his person, we don't know. But he murdered them. Now he killed men and he has killed young boys. He killed men and young boys for my lechaburate, all right, for my hurt, my stripes, okay?
Injury.
Injury, yeah, for my injury. He got a scar. So for his scar, he murdered young boys. Yes, he was. He was out for revenge. He wanted to kill. He killed for revenge. And, you know, there are people, I might say this, his sword became his God. His sword became his God. Now, there are, how many of you have seen these stars and people that have personal bodyguards? Okay, personal bodyguards, okay. I got to go with, I went to a seminar that had these bodyguards and everything, and a lot of these people are mercenaries. And I'm going to tell you something. Those people like to kill people. They enjoy killing people. It's an adrenaline rush. When they get into a bad situation where they have to kill somebody, this is adrenaline. This is like dope to them. They want it. Now, you and I, we don't want to have personal confrontation when it comes to death, do we? Normally? I mean, you try to live and get on through it. I've had some of these things, and I don't like it. I don't want to go have any more. I take care of it when I got to take care of it, and that's it. I don't long for this. But these people long for their adrenaline rush to kill. That's what he did right here. This is this guy. This is the guy. All right? He loved to kill. His sword became his god. His club became his god. He killed for revenge. And these people were probably related to him. Maybe his nephews. Maybe his brothers. Okay? He killed. Some of them were younger and some were his age. Some were horizontal and some were less, diminutive. He killed children. He killed children. If you kill this guy, yeah, Lamech. Remember what his name means. What does his name mean? Remember? It means like Adonai, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. But his name in a negative way was someone that rumbles. He was a rumbler. He was a ganger. He was a killer. He enjoyed killing him, but enjoyed conquering. Donka. This is the kind of people. They love to get out and, you know, the gangs. But to join some of these gangs, you've got to kill somebody. So therefore, we have all these kills. This is the kind of person that Lamech was. He's a rumbler. He's a killer. He's a conqueror. He's a fighter. A mercenary. All right, next word. 424 now. Yes. Oh, yeah. He was like singing this song right up here. And he said and kept on saying. This was like a song, like a ballad that he was singing to his wives.
Well, I remember that I didn't put this down, so I read just where we are today.
Yeah.
It was so interesting. But I remember that he used that same wording when you were talking about them eating.
Yeah, they kept on. Yeah, kept on eating. They kept on eating imperfect. Yeah. 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 And he kept on slaying him. In perfect tense. He just kept on gashing, kept on slaying. You know, once you give in to sin and temptation, it just becomes uncontrollable, doesn't it? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Gluttony started right there. That's where it started. No. They just kept on eating. Well, they emptied the tree. They emptied the tree. Well, we already done it. Boy, it tastes good. Let's gather some more. And they just kept on gorging themselves. All right. 424. Rex, you got to taste some of that salsa. It's going to be gone. That jar is...
Yeah. Already
did you eat some?
Yeah.
You did. All right. It's mild. It's not hot. It's not hot. So what's this next word here, 424? Right to left. What is it? Key. Key. Like K-I or K-E-Y, either way you want to say it. Okay? It's not chiseled in stone, I'm going to tell you. This pronunciation is this. All right? Shibatayim. All right? Shibatayim. That means 70. Seven times. Okay? Shibatayim. S-H-I-B-A-T-A-Y-I-M. Shibatayim. How do you say this next word there, Randall? You know how you say that word? Yukam. Yukam. Yuk and then kam. Yukam. It's got a double K in it.
Yukam.
Yeah, yukam. Yeah, yukam. Yukam. All right? Y-U-K-K-A-M. And then what's that next name? Cain. Cain. That's Cain. Cain. All right? Yukam. And then Cain, K-A-Y-I-N. You girls liking this a little bit? Writing this down? When you write it like that, you do learn it, don't you? You do learn it. All right. Even though I may be wearing you out with this. All right. V-Lamech. V-Lamech. V-E-L-E-M-E-C-H. All right. Now the next word is Shivim. 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 S-H-I-V-I-M. Shivim. Right? The second line. And the second word, Shivim. You're going to be able to see these words pretty soon and get them. Shivim. See, it starts with a Shim. Shim. Then Shim. Shivim. Shivim. And then V-Shirek. Bishavek. Bishavek. Okay? Bishavek. Or Bishava, that is. Bishava. Looked at the wrong word. Bishava. Bishava. B-E-S-I-V-A-H. Bishavek. 70 and 7. 70. Shavim. Bishavim. Bishava. That'll twist your tongue up. You got that one?
It's not Y, it's V.
It's V. 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 E. S. H. I. V. A. H. Shiv. Shiv. Now, Viomer is a V. A. I. This is V, which is and. And. V. Viomer is said. He said. He kept on saying. Okay? Vishava, and then Vayada, Vayada, V-A-I-Y-E-D-A, V-A-I-Y-E-D-A, Vayada, and that's and he knew. And he kept on knowing or having sexual relationship. Adam. Adam, that's autumn. Adam. Obed. Adam, A-D-A-M, you know how to spell that one. And then Od, Od. Or as the modern Hebrews say, O-V-D, Obed. You actually swallow that V in there, but it's Od, Obed. Et. That E-T there, that's et, sign of the direct object. How do you say that last word there? You know that, Randall? Ish, ishtov. Ishtov or ishtov. Ishtov or ishtov. Ishtov in Biblical Hebrew, ishtov in modern Hebrew. All right?
bat teled. The last line, bat teled, B-A-T-T-E-L-E-D. And then the last word is for son. Ben. Benjamin. Remember that? Benjamin, son of the right hand, Benjamin. Okay, here we have Ben. All right, now let's go back and translate and read this first of all. How many of you can read it now? Read it to me. Brother Mike, can you read this? That's right. Vayeda. Adam. Od. Ishto. Vatalev. Boy, that's real good. You get an A+ for that one. Everybody agree? A+, boy. I mean, you do all right. All right. Because seven times is avenged Cain. All right, look at that. Kept on being avenged Cain. Look at that one. The word yukkam. Third person masculine singular. Imperfect passive. Shall be avenged Cain. Shall keep on being avenged Cain. And Lamech, the Lamech, and Lamech, 70 and 7. 70. Shaviim vishava. Vayeda. And now here we have another word here. 425 is where we are now. I goofed up and didn't look at that. 425. This starts another verse. Yeah, 425. And kept on having sexual relationships. That's what the word Vayeda means. Kept on having sexual relationships, Adam, again, or still and continually. Et Ishto, it means with his wife. His wife. Vateled, and she kept on bringing forth a son. She kept on having kids. And she had this next son. Now let's go over here to the next page, which I didn't catch a while ago. Batikra, B-A-T-T-I-K-R-A, Batikra. And then what's the next word? That one there you ought to be able to get good at. That little word to sign a direct object, how do you say that? Et. All right, et, E-T, like you et something, you know. And Shemov, et Shemov. All right, or Shemol, if Biblical Hebrew, Shemol, modern Hebrew, Biblical Hebrew, Shemol, Shemol. All right, and then Shet. All right, Zeth, his name is Shet. Not Zeth, but Shet. Say Shet, S-H-E-T, all right. Key is the next one down below. Shot. All right. Shot. Shet. Or shot, actually, here. Shot. And Lee. L-I. S-H-A-T. And then L-I. Shot. Lee. Elohim. There's the name for God right there. Elohim. Creator. Elohim. And then the next word down here. That one's an easy word. Very easy. How do you say that one, Brother Randall? Zerah means seed. Acher. A-C-H-E-R. Acher. And then Tachat. Tachat. T-A-C-H-A-T. Tachat. And then we run into the guy named Hevel. Who was Hevel? H-E-V-E-L. Who was Hevel? Abel. All right. And then the last line, what is that word? We've seen that one a lot. Anybody know that word? key. Ha-ra-gov. Ha-ra-gov or ha-ra-gov, okay? Say that one, H-A-R-A-G-A-V or G-A-W, Hebrew, biblical Hebrew. And then Kayin, Kayin, last one, K-A-Y-I-N. Now let's go and read the rest of this this verse number 25. I had it run together on two pages there. I didn't see that I had done that. Vayada Adam od et ishtov vatledad ben vatikra et shemov shet ki shat li Elohim zera aker tachat hevel ki haragav kayin. All right? Et Shemov, and called his name Shemov, or Shemov, or Shemov. Either way, Shemov, kind of like a W at the end, or Shemov, like a V, modern Hebrew.
Et, which there's an Aleph, and what's the one to the left?
Tau. Et. 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 That's the last letter of the Hebrew alphabet. The first and the last letter of the Hebrew alphabet is the sign of the direct object, okay? All right? Let's go back here. And kept on knowing Adam, kept on having sexual relationships again, his wife. And he brought, or and she brought forth a son. Son means what? Ben, what does it mean? It literally means something. It means according to a pattern. According to a pattern. That's according to the pattern. When you have a child, if it doesn't come out looking like humans, you've got problems. You know, according to a pattern. And a son sometimes looks like his father, doesn't he? My family, on the Paul side of my family, the Pauls on this side, Willie and Buck and all of them, we are double cousins, so we look a lot alike. If you see pictures of them, you see pictures of me and Dakota. We look a whole lot alike. They said they couldn't believe how much we look like each other. According to a pattern. All right? According to a pattern. That's what son means. According to a pattern. And then Batikra, and she called Et Shemo, his name, Zeth. Now what does Zeth mean?
Substitute.
Huh? Substitute. And she kept on calling, third person feminine singular, calabial, consecutive, and perfect, and she kept on calling his name Zeth. She called him Zeth all his life. She had one name for him. Zeth, substitute. All right, now who did he substitute? He didn't substitute. Who did he really substitute? He substituted Cain. Cain was the heir. Oh yes, he was a substitute for Abel also, but he did not take Abel's place. He took Cain's place as the head of the family.
I thought he was Noah's kid.
No, Noah's later. Noah's later. Noah hadn't come along yet. We got to get ten generations before Noah. Okay, this is early. Shem, yes, Shem or Zeth is the father of Shem. All of these, it goes all the way. He's the father of Noah. He's the father of Shem. He's the father. By the way, in Hebrew, you don't have grandpa. You have father. You are not grandfather. You are father. Period. They have no name for grandfather. It's just your father. I don't care. Like I'd say, Sam Paul was my father. He's my great-great-grandfather, but in Hebrew, he's my father. Okay? Nothing like simple about that. All right? They have no term for grandfather. Substitute, compensation. He, because he had appointed him God, he has appointed him for me, God. Look at that. Third person, masculine, singular, cow, perfect. All right? Shotli, he has appointed for me God. Seed. Seed. All right. Now, Zeth took
Abel's place in the lineage, in the seed. Why did he take his place in the seed? Because Cain would no longer, the lineage would never go through Cain anymore.
Cut him off. And now he's going to have seed for Abel and for the rest of the family. This would be the faith line. This is the faith line. The seed of the faith line, okay? And another instead of Hevel, Abel. All right? And what does Abel mean? Yes, short, brief, like a mist, like a vapor. It comes up and goes away. That's what Hevel means, or Abel. Because Haragal, because he had slaughtered him, Cain. He had slaughtered him, Cain. He had slaughtered him, Cain. Cain lost his heirship, all right? And so he was substituted. This brother was a substitute of Cain and Abel. In all reality, he substituted Cain because he was the firstborn, and he substituted Abel because he was killed. All right? Another child. All right, any other questions?
Yeah, what's the first letter of? Or because or something? Or because, here's that K.
What's that?
Or because the K, right?
Key. Yeah, key. K-I or K-E-Y, either way you want to say it. Key or key. Key or key. Both sound like key, no matter what. I mean, you can write your own pronunciation of this out if you want to, as you hear me say it, or you can take mine. Yours is just as good as mine. All I'm doing is trying to say, and I'm doing it in modern Hebrew, so, okay? And I do tell you the biblical Hebrew at the same time. All right. You got any questions about that one? Do you see what year I last did this verse? You see what year that was up there? 11/9/1977. That's a long time ago. Okay? I was taking advanced reading and research in Hebrew in 1977. How long ago was that?
87.
What, 33 years ago? Yeah. The last time I took it. Okay? All right. Yulishet. 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 Gom. G-A-M. Gom. Hugh. H-U. Hugh. Like a rough bit of Hugh. All right? And then Yulod. 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 That little short Hebrew word is Y-U-L-L-A-D. And then Ben. Ben, Vayikra, the next line, Vayikra, V-A-I-Y-I-K-R-A, and then Et, Randall, can you pronounce that next word? Shemov. Shemov in modern Hebrew, Shemov in biblical Hebrew. What's that next word? What's the next word? Enosh. Enosh. Same just like it is in English. Enosh. Okay? Az. Az. A-Z. Huchal. H-U-C-H-A-L. Likro. L-I-K-R-O. Likro. Bisham. And then the word that's unpronounceable, Jehovah. All right? That word, Hadabar, the last word. Let's go back and read this now. I want you to read this to me if you can. Who can read this? Anybody want to volunteer and read this and get A+ in the class? Linda? You want to try that? Okay. Yulishet. Uh-huh. Gom. Uh-huh. Yulod. Ben. That means according to a pattern.
Vay.
Vayikra? No, no. Next word is et. Yeah, et. And then Shemov or Shemov. Either way. Shemov, Hebrew, Biblical Hebrew. Shemov, modern Hebrew. Enosh. Okay. Oz. Hukal. Likro. Jehovah. Or Ha-Ha-Dabar. The name. Or the name. The word or the name. Hashem or Ha-Dabar. Okay? Yulashet. Yulashet gam hu yalad ben vayikra et shemov enosh oz who call likro visham Jehovah. Alright. And to Zeth, substitute, compensation, also him was born son. Was born, was having been born son. Third person masculine singular, cal passive perfect. Had been born son, and called Vayikra, and called third person masculine singular, cal, well, consecutive and perfect. His name, Et Shemov, Enosh. Enosh means what? Mortal. Mortal or dying. You know why? Because we are all dying. We are all dying a little at a time. Okay? A little at a time. I mean, Brother Brett, you don't think you're dying right now because you are strong, boy. Oh, you are strong. But your body, our bodies are weakening and dying by the hour and by the minute. Okay? Feebleness, dying, weakness, sickness. Oz, then, who call and became, had become, third person masculine singular, Hafael, perfect. Hafel perfect. To call, cal infinitive construct. To call, likra, bisham, upon name of Jehovah. And men have begun to call upon the name of Jehovah. All right. By the way, the word Enosh there is epsilon, nu, omega, sierra, sigma. Enosh. This is how you spell it in... That's how you spell it in Greek. Okay? Enosh.
What do you have under this? Call upon the name of...
They were either calling upon the name of the Lord in vain or beginning to pray to God. They either beginning to blaspheme God or call upon the name of the Lord. Okay? One or the other. There are two different opinions. I've seen both opinions. That's right. Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. But some of them started blaspheming the name of God.
But this was a godly line.
Yeah, this was a godly line. So that, I've heard it the other way, but my opinion is they began to call upon the name of the Lord and be saved. Okay? Call upon the name of the Lord and be saved. I say down here, Zeth's line was a line of men that began to call upon God. God started spiritual religion with Zeth. Is what I have down there. God started spiritual religion with Zeth. They began to call upon the name of the Lord. All right, are you about done in? You finished? All right, you got any other questions? You want to do one more verse or you want to quit right here? You want one more verse? You come the furthest, or we'll do one more verse. All right. 5 and verse 1. Okay? 5 and verse 1. We'll do that one. I'm going to do this one. Zed, Sephar, Tedadot, Adam, Beyom, Bera. Elohim, Adam, Bitmet. Elohim, Asa, Atov. How did that was pretty fast, wasn't it? Seh, Z-E-H, Sefer, S-E-F-E-R, Sefer, Tibidot, T-I-V-I-D-O-T, Adam, Biyom, Bera, Bara, Elohim, Adam. Is this getting easier for you? Maybe? Oh, you're lost. All right. We're on 5 and 1. Zeh, Sephar, Tividot, first line. Tividot is the last word to the left. T-I-V-I-D-O-T. The next word is Adam. Adam. Biom. Bero. Elohim. Adam. Bidmut. B-I-D-M-U-T. Elohim. Asa. Atol. It's either Atol or Atov. Atol in Biblical Hebrew, Atov in modern Hebrew. The last word. Do you like both of this like this, Randall? Or is this confusing you? You're getting both shots at it. I've never heard anybody teach Biblical and modern Hebrew at the same time. I'm the only one that ever did that, as far as I know. My teachers didn't do it. I had to learn it on my own. All right. And this, the book, Sefer. This, the Sefer, the book of the family histories. Of the family histories, Adam, in day, had created Bara, had cut out according to a pattern, Cal infinitive construct. I want you to pay a good attention to this now. We're going to come back and look at this word some more next week. This is a big verse here. God, how did God create matter, Adam? According to his pattern, didn't he? That's his own likeness, all right? All right? According to his own likeness, he created him according to his pattern. Elohim Adam Bidmut. Bidmut, the word Dom is in that word right in the middle of it. In the blood flowing likeness. There you go, Brother John. See that one? In the blood flowing likeness. Dom is in that word, page 198. Elohim, he had made. Now look at the word Asa there now. This is not the word create, but it's the word Asa. You know what this word Asa means? Have you got a fruit tree? What does the fruit tree do? It produces fruit from itself, doesn't it? Where did Adam come from? God. We have two words for create in this verse right here. Two words for create. One of them is bara, bara in this case. It's a Cal infinitive construct. To create, to cut out according to a pattern. Very beautiful now. Cut out according to a pattern. And then Elohim Adam Bidmut in his blood flowing likeness. Beautiful. That's like a fruit. Now, no, not, yeah, but we come down to the word asa. It's like a fruit tree produces fruit. All right?
Oh, okay.
Gethsemane, it says to produce from oneself. A fruit tree produces fruit from itself. All right? And Genesis 1 and 11, someone read that for me. Genesis 1 and 11. You don't have to read in Hebrew, because this is where that word comes from. Now, God made Adam according to his pattern, his likeness, and Adam came from God. A product right out of God's hands, from God's self. Brother John, Genesis 1 and 11. That's right. The fruit trees bear fruit after their kind. Now here we have something beautiful. Here we have the word bara, and we have the word asa. All right? Zeh, this, the book of the family histories of Adam, in the day he had created, it means to create, God, Adam, in his blood flowing likeness, God, he made him from himself. He literally like as a fruit off of a fruit tree. That's what Adam was. Him, Atov. All right? In Greek...
Not Rug.
All right? In Greek, it's poiein bion. Poiein bion. Brother Randall, you know what that means? Poiein means to make. And then bion, the word biology comes from that. So what is that word? To make life. God made life from Himself and breathed into it. And we know that God, where is the life flow from? Life is in the dom. What? Life is in the blood. God breathed into Adam. From Himself, He breathed blood into Adam, and he became a living nephesh, a living soul. All right? And the blood came from God. And the blood that was shed on Calvary came from God. You understand? Isn't that beautiful? You dismiss it. Genesis 5:1, Genesis 1:1, and Genesis 1. Read Genesis 1:1 for me, Randall. In Genesis 1:1. Translate it correctly for me, please. Okay, no. Okay. Barashith bara. Here we have Barashith. That in beginnings, bara means what? Bara, there's perfect tense. God had created. Perfect tense. In beginnings, and one of the beginnings, had created God, et hashemayim, the et haaretz, the heavens and the earth. This is the word bara, to cut out according to a pattern, cut out according to the pattern that He wanted it to be. And then it says, and the earth she became formless and void. But right here, we see the word bara. In Genesis 1:1, now you read this, Brother John, I want you to read what it says here. These modern Hebrews, read that verse right there in English. That's their translation of it. What's it say there? Is that what it says in Hebrew? God had created the heavens and the earth. Hashemayim. Does it say heaven there? Does it say heaven singular? Singular. Heaven singular. They wanted it. They didn't translate it correctly, did they? They intentionally translated that, didn't translate it, but interpreted it, didn't they? They intentionally interpreted that verse. Now go over here to 5:1. It's marked there. And where we have the same word. 5:1. Read what it says there, 5:1. Their translation. God created. What do you think about that word created there? God created man, didn't he? According to a pattern, His pattern. He did create it. But why didn't they translate it over there in Genesis? Had created the heavens and the earth. All right? Because they didn't believe that. He had created. That's perfect tense. Perfect tense. It's done. He had created. It's not in the process. It's not beginning to create. He created him. This word right here, to create, is more of an idea of to create it, but we know, according to the syntax, that God created Adam there. Genesis 1:2, He created him. He breathed into him. He formed him as He formed the dust of the ground. And breathed into him the breathings of lives, plural. The breathings of lives, plural.
And the life of the flesh is the blood.
That's right. The what? The lives includes us, yes. When He breathed into Adam, He put your life in him. We were there. When Adam sinned, the reason why we are sinners is because we were there in him. When we sinned, our life was in him when he sinned, and therefore the taint, we are tainted. All right? And every time Adam's descendants created another child, they left the sin nature in, except for Mary. Mary didn't have a man. She had God to bring forth the Messiah, which was related to us in the flesh. This is God's Son in the flesh. This is God in the flesh, the Son of God. This is Jehovah, He who shall become, became, so He could be related to His creation, so He could redeem His creation back to Himself. he would be related.
And you said something about every time we create, every time a person was created.
Every time a man and a woman get married and they create a baby.
Now
that baby is a is doomed to die.
Yeah, but the word created.
Okay, here we have two words for create, bara and sa-sa. Bara means cut according to pattern. Asa means to emanate from itself. God created us according to a pattern, but we emanated from God. God didn't create us from something else. We came from God. We're a primary creator. Bara. Bara, He created us. Asa, we came from Him.
It's like the fruit tree.
Yes. The fruit comes from the tree. We didn't fall far from the tree. And then God became related to the human family again. Isn't this beautiful?
Yeah.
This is something. Brother John, does this really confirm what it's talking about? God didn't create man from dirt. Man came from God. He came from the same elements as the creation. And then when he became related to mankind in Mary, when God became flesh, then he redeemed not only mankind, but he's going to redeem the whole creation back to himself. Because he's related to the dirt, he's related to everything, because he made man from the same elements as he created the dirt, the dust of the ground, everything. So we're related. What do you think about that? The Bible just keeps on, when you study it in original language, it just keeps on confirming. If you're off, the Bible's going to either lead you out of it, or lead you to it more firmly. Now, do you think that man was created from dirt, or was he created from the same elements as the dust? Because now in 5 and 1, we have the same verse again. Genesis 5 and 1 and Genesis 1 and 1. Genesis 1 and 11. In Latin, it's pecuniam facere. All right? He's fabricated. All right? Fabricated. God fabricated man. All right? Asare, fabricated. Genesis 657, if you want to put that down there. It's Kyle and Deitch, page 793 and 94 on that Asa there. Bara, page 135 in Brown, Driver, and Briggs. Okay. Now, I didn't have Gesenius down there, did I? Under Asa, page 657 in Gesenius. That's this Hebrew lexicon. You can get a little more out of Gesenius than you get out in Brown, Driver, and Briggs on this word. Okay? Is that enough now? Can I go? You're not finished with it. Well, I know it is good to see your students excited. All right. We'll start in 5 and 2 next week. 5 and 2 next week. 3 and verse 7. Five and two. Thank you for your attention tonight. I don't mean to bore you to death with this. With the language itself. The words and the translation is what I want to bring across. I don't want to kill you with the Hebrew. I mean, I hope you're learning a little of it, but I don't want to bore you to death with it. It's overtaken some of them, but I want to give you enough of it where you can learn a little Hebrew, but I don't want to just drag you down. When I taught Greek grammar and Hebrew grammar, it was a dragging death. It's horrible, all I can say. I mean, it is boring.
Without
the Bible, the Bible is a living book. So when you teach the Bible and you learn some Hebrew with it, it's good. When you teach the Bible, the Greek, and learn some Greek with it, that's good. I try to make it alive because it's alive. You get a little bit of this. I try to give you what the Septuagint says and this different one. See, life. To make life. God made life. And the life came from God. See? Because the fruit didn't fall far from the tree. All right? Did you learn something there tonight, Brother John, on that verse? 5 and verse 1. I was going to teach a whole night on that one. That was good. Oh, I tell you, it's something else. All right. Let me turn you loose on the world and go out and do something eternal this week. Brother Randall, would you dismiss us in prayer?